Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared. Lord, we worship you. We exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Thank you for your glory over us. Thank you for your mercy. Your glory you will never share with any man. Your glory you will not share with any graven image. You are God, and you are God alone. You are God, and you are God all by yourself. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bow before you this morning. We'll return all glory unto you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, O Lord, for all that you do for us. We bless your name. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like unto you, O Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for mercy, for compassion, for grace, O God, for your love that is forevermore. We honor you. And this morning, Lord, we ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 22nd of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for this beautiful day. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak into your day as you step out, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I declare by the word of the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare his word. Surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow me. They become my companion today. In the name of Jesus, I become a carrier of the presence of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is upon me. The aroma of his presence is upon me. The fragrance of his glory is all over my life. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am planted in the house of the Lord. I flourish in the court of the Lord. For the hand of the Lord is upon me. His gracious hand is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon his word and I declare that no weapon that is programmed into this day that stands against me shall prosper. They will not prosper in their enterprise. In the name of Jesus, oh, by the word of the Lord, I speak to my day that the tokens of the wicked over me is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, the tokens of the evil one of the wicked over me is frustrated. Their words will not stand. Their enterprise will not prosper over me. Their weapons will not stand against me. In the name of Jesus, their enterprise, their weapons is turned around and begin to follow them. In the name of Jesus, for I am blessed of the Lord. I am the one that the Lord takes care of. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. Oh, his banner over me is love. Today, as I step out in his blessing. The favor of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the grace of the Lord supernaturally. In the name of Jesus, oh, it is well with me. It is well with my soul. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the gates of this day. I command you to open unto me, for the Lord of hosts goes ahead of me. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon my portion. The hand of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I am not little to the promises of God. I receive help from his presence. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am blessed of the Lord. I receive help from him. I am not little to the supply of God's blessing, for the Lord supplies all my needs according to the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. He has declared upon me by his word that my going out is blessed and my coming in is blessed. Not just that, the works of my hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. The Lord bless the increase of my life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. The Lord bless my storehouses. It will not be said of me that there is no bread in the house of bread. There will be food on my table and bread bread in my house. In the name of Jesus, I will not lack the provision of the Lord. His provision for me today, I assess them. In the name of Jesus, my going out is blessed and my coming in is blessed. As I go to the presence of the Lord today to renew strength, in the name of Jesus, the beauty of his house, the beauty of his presence overshadows my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I rejoice in the Lord for his mercy. I rejoice in him for his compassion. I rejoice in him for his gracious hand that is upon my life. Thank you, righteous Father. I declare this morning that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Sunday, and you know, like we do, we bless the name of the Lord. Our God is good. Our God is great. Our God is greater than any thought of any human being. Bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace, for his love, for his kindness. Our God is good. His mercy endures unto all generation. Bless the Lord for his kind. Give him honor. I want you to thank the Lord over this nation. Give honor unto his name across all the region, all the zones that is in this nation, across the lands, the border, the people, the wealth that is in the land. Give glory to the name of the Lord, for Nigeria belongs to the Lord. Thank him for his God from the north to the south, from the west to the east. Thank him for his mercy. Daily he load us with his mercy. Oh, thank him. Even though we don't see his love, even though we choose, many a times we choose to forget his mercy, his love towards us, but God is always ready, ever ready to accept us in his hand. Thank the Lord for his mercy over Nigeria, because it is by the mercy of the Lord. If it is left to that of a man, oh, many of us will have become history. Even all of us in our region will be talking about the woes that would have befallen us, but for the mercy of the Lord. The Lord that did not allow the desires of the wicked to come to pass over Nigeria. The Lord that did not allow the desires of the evil one to come to pass over your state where you are presently. Give honor unto the name of the Lord. Father, we bless you for your mercy over this nation. Thank you, because on your mercy Nigeria is standing. If not for your mercy, if not for your love, where would we be today? But Father, we thank you over this nation. Glory be to your holy name. Most importantly, we thank you for our leaders. We return all glory to you. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. And Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the prayer requests that has been sent to us. For you, the Lord, you have answered them all. Oh, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the testimonies that follows your word. You are the Lord that confirms your word by the testimonies that follow. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by the grace of God, like you know, today is Sunday, we are going to bless the name of the Lord for his love over us. So we are going to be singing unto him. We're going to sing from the book of Psalm 103, from verse 1 to verse 22. Yes, very long one. I want you to go along with me as we read Psalm 103, 1 to 22, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his act unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always shade, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as green as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and in his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Wow. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefit. Bless the name of the Lord. Our God is worthy to be praised and adored. Return all glory unto him. Return all glory unto the name of the Lord. For God is good, his mercy endures forever. God is great in his act, is great in his deed. His ways are mysterious. God is forever righteous. You cannot even explain his ways. God is great. Our God is great. His ways, I said, is mysterious. And do you know what? He owes us no explanation, but yet he gives us revelation. He gives us direction so that we may see and return all glory and all honor unto him. Let not your soul forget all his benefits. The psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Let not your soul forget all his benefits. The ones that you think they are the simple ones, it is by his benefit, by his mercy, not because it is your right. The sleeping and waking up, the air that you breathe in and breathe out, the air that you feel on your face, the earth that you feel underneath your feet, the light that darkness cannot overcome, that he has set upon you, the very life that you have, all belongs to him, and it is given to you freely, freely, without any price that is attached unto it. If it were to be man that is in charge of all these things, and if it were to be that you will purchase them, or the only access to them is by money, how much do you think you have? If it were to be purchased by the works of men, how long do you think you will walk? If it were to be purchased by the righteousness of men, we have no righteousness. Our righteousness is like a filthy rag before him. But for his gracious love, for his mercy, for his compassion, it is given unto us freely, 24 hours from morning to night, given to us freely without any charge. God is merciful. Truly, God is merciful and loving. God is merciful and gracious. God is merciful and compassionate. God is compassionate in his ways. The scripture says he's slow to anger, but plenteous in his mercy. He's a merciful God. He's not like man. Man can only, but for a time, allow you to do some certain things before they chase you away. But as far as God is concerned, God will in no wise cast you away as far as you come to him, because he is God. Is the one that made us. We are the sheep of his pasture. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's compassionate. Compassionate. God is merciful. He's loving. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's compassionate. He's loving in all that we experience. His mercy is greater, higher than our iniquities. His mercy is greater, higher than our sin. His mercy is greater, higher than our transgressions. He's so merciful, so much more that he gave us his only begotten son, so much more that he made out a way of redemption for us, as long as we accept his free gift of redemption through his death and resurrection, through his precious blood. Thank you. What a wonderful Father we have. His mercy is everlasting. His love is forevermore. Always watching us. Always loving us. Always compassionate. Always merciful unto us. Our God is good. Our God is great. I want you this morning to return all glory unto Him. Return all honor unto Him. Lay down your crown before Him. Whatever it is that you think you have, lay them down and worship Him. Whatever it is that you think you have attained, you have achieved in this world, lay it down unto Him and say, Lord, if not for you, where would I be today? Lay it out before Him and return all glory to Him. Bless His name for all that He has done, for what He's doing, and for that which He has set in place to give you a glorious future. Bless the name of the Lord. I want you to praise Him this morning. Give honor unto Him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Speak to yourself. Tell yourself, I lay it to heart to say thank you. The Lord is good. When you bless His name, He will bless your blessings. It means He will establish your blessing. He will establish you in His blessing. He will establish the blessing that He has given unto you because you thank Him. You return all glory unto Him. Let it be in your heart. Let it be in your consciousness that, Father, I lay it upon my heart to say thank you. You are worthy. Return all glory to the name of the Lord. Our God is good. His mercy is unto all generation. God's mercy is not given by class. It is only in the affairs of men that we ration things out by class. The love of God is equal unto all. As far as you go to Him, you accept His love, you accept His redemption. His love, His graciousness, His compassion is equal unto all. Not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to repentance. Give glory to the Lord. Father, we bless you this morning. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt your name. We honor you. We bow before you and we say thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. All we have to say is thank you. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want to remind you that by the grace of God, our time of refreshing program this week, by the grace of God, on the 26th of March, this coming Thursday, by 12 noon at Olua Damilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena. The Lord bless you as you plan, as you prepare to come. I would love to have you come and let us fellowship together. It is well with you. Truly, it's going to be a time of refreshing. Remember, the theme for the program is Great Help. It's going to be a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.